Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Austrian handgun manufacturer Glock. As some of you know, we've always been in favor of anything that adversely affects gun manufacturers, since if there were no guns, there would be no gun deaths. And since any reasonable human being wants to eliminate gun deaths, the most reasonable thing to do is to eliminate guns. The more guns we get rid of, the more lives we save. It's simple logic. And since Glock is one of the most popular makers of pistols sold in the United States, anything to cut down on their sales is a good thing. That's why we celebrated California's Governor Gavin the Whitest Teeth on Earth Newsom for signing the bill that bans Glock purchases in California so long as they contain a cruciform trigger bar, which makes the guns easily convertible into a fully automatic machine gun just by using a small device called a Glock switch. In signing the legislation, Governor Golden Tan said that Glock has known about this design flaw for long enough to have come forward with a solution, but until they produce one to thwart their conversion into assault weapons, Glocks may not be sold in California. Now, obviously, we know nothing about guns, their operation, their safe handling, or even what in the heck a cruciform trigger bar even is. As faithful adherents of the Holy Gospel of Universal Disarmament, we would never own a gun ourselves. All we really know about guns is to repeat crucial catchphrases such as, "Get these weapons of war off our streets," or, "People don't kill people, guns kill people," and why would anyone need 30 bullets to hunt a squirrel? But if it helps reduce the presence of guns in California to ban Glocks until they fix the triggery thing so that the switchy thing can't make the slidery thing go back and forth real fast, we're for it. If we can't do anything about these high-caliber clip capacitators with the barrel shroud magazines that go up and over, at least we can jump on the bandwagon to limit the sale of a technology that we clearly do not understand. Remember, the goal is to spout just enough smart-sounding gibberish that the people who also don't understand guns won't realize we don't either. So keep up the great work, Governor Perfect Smile. When you looked so uncomfortable holding that Sig Sauer Sean Ryan gifted you on his podcast, making it seem like maybe you'd never actually held a gun before, we loved you all the more for it. Your awkwardness made you seem like one of us, a gun grabber whose greatest fear was to actually have to grab a gun. Woe unto all who offend. Second, and I have to tell you this is starting to feel very strange to me, but for the second week in a row now, I have the need to praise Secretary of Killing People and Breaking Things, Pete Hegseth, for following up so brilliantly on what he did last week when he forced journalists who wouldn't get pre-approval from the department for their stories to turn in their Pentagon press credentials. Of course, we applauded this direct violation of openness and transparency because we can't wait to use it for our advantage when our leaders are in power again. We also, by the way, love the fact that Pentagon spokeshumans are consistently misrepresenting the nature of these policies, refusing to mention the elements that the journalists actually objected to, an exercise in strawman misdirection even our most adept wokeites can only dream of. It's as if they already know the eighth maxim of woke PR. When you do something outrageous, never tell the whole truth about it. Make it seem like something obvious and insignificant, if at all possible. Well, after every single outlet except one, OAN, refused to follow his new rules and surrendered their credentials, this week Hegseth approved credentials for a whole new cadre of, let's call them sort of journalists. Right-wing sycophants and conspiracy peddlers, including the likes of the Gateway Pundit, who settled a defamation lawsuit related to its 2020 election fraud lies, Lindell TV, created by MyPillow founder and CEO Mike Lindell, who also had to pay for an election lie-related defamation case, and whose lawyers were fined by the court for using AI hallucinations in their legal briefs, and Tim Pool, who was paid $10 million by Russian media to publish pro-Kremlin propaganda, he says by mistake. Needless to say, these are not the sharpest drill bits in the journalism-adjacent toolbox. But no matter, this is fantastic news. Obviously, we love it because it makes the administration of what's-his-name look so bad, as if they despise a free press that will fact-check their claims and expose their secrets. The simple fact that almost every actual news outlet rejected the rules, including even Newsmax and Fox News, makes the Pentagon and their emperor overlord look really, really bad. But more than this, yet another precedent has now been set for when we are in power. All we have to do is impose ridiculous restrictions on actual journalists, forcing them to refuse, and then we can hand-select an imitation press corps to pretend to report on whatever we tell them to print. It's beyond ideal. What does Clechtenstein's Fifth Advisory on Subversively Influencing Populations tell us? Whenever possible, run the media yourself, but always make it seem like the press is free and open to say whatever it wants. So although it feels very weird to say it now twice in a row, well done, Secretary of Violence and Mayhem. You deserve the accolades, which I'm sure the new, not quite a press corps, will be certain to bestow upon you. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, we just want to take a moment to really lavish some well-deserved patchouli oil-enhanced praise fragrance on the women of our movement. Now, I know it might seem a little odd to collectively recognize an entire gender category, and who am I as a man to praise women? They don't need my affirmation after all, but when I tell you why, you won't think it's strange in any way. Research done by the universities of Göttingen and Jena in Germany analyzed data from more than 13,000 heterosexual single women in 144 countries, studying their responses to a survey about their ideal partners. The key takeaway was that 47% of left-leaning women, you know, our gals, say they would rather remain single than date someone with different political views. That number for right-leaning women is just 41%, and for moderates, 22%. So our ladies are definitely winning the political spectrum sexual manipulation game. You see, the truth of it is men will do almost anything if they think it will give them what they really want from women, which is not primarily to play tennis together. That's why every generation of men is willing to embrace ridiculous new trends, fads, or even belief systems whenever they even suspect these might produce intimacy advantages with the ladies. No man in real life would ever wear bell-bottoms or skinny jeans, sport a broccoli cut, or grow sideburns, and no man would ever march in protest carrying hashtag MeToo, ally, or we're all feminists now signs unless they thought it would get them the nookie they really desire. Well, you woke-alite women folk are really using your politico-sexual leverage to get men to convert to the cause. If you won't date them unless they're as enlightened as you are, well, by gum, they'll virtue signal better than anyone has ever virtue signaled before. This means that rather than using sex as a weapon, you find fembots are using sex as leverage to get what really matters, political change, which is exactly what sex is best used for. So keep going, ladies. Keep teaching those men that before they can get lucky, they have to get lefty. You definitely can get them to act against their political self-interest in the long run, so long as they keep getting just enough happy endings in the short run. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.